I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Friday morning, Ted.
That means it's time our weekly visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, there he is, Mitch Holthus, as the first-place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs heading out to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. And, of course, we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore.
Nothing gets creepier than when you're playing the Raiders, yeah, and no most kid. Of the people in the stands will be wearing Chiefs red, so that's pretty cool. But, you know, anytime you're in the NFL, you think, hey, it's pro forma. The Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite. Easy. Mm-hmm. That's when my spidey sense starts going off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And let's just remind everybody driving around or listening to us in the great air capital and the environs thereof on this number one rated station that this is the last team to beat the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. 12 straight wins dating back to the ill-fated Christmas Day game of a year ago, which was a horror show. The Chiefs gave up 2 defensive touchdowns in 9 seconds. The Raiders did not complete a pass in the second half of an NFL game. I remember after the game, you know, I'm one of the last to leave. I've got to get to a Christmas function. I didn't want to go. I'm staring at the steering wheel going, what just happened here? So that's what we're facing. Yeah, weird things happen when you play the modern-day version of the Amalekites, a.k.a. the Raiders. So we're going out there. Sorry, Lord. But anyway, we're going out there and see what we can do against these guys. But, yeah, don't get fooled by anything that's happened up to this point.
Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite, according to the odds makers. This is the most expensive ticket in the league this weekend. Cheapest ticket going for $207.
Well, and so many Chiefs fans go to this game. If listen and watch, we have the highest ratio of that in the NFL. They actually do a metric on it. But just look at the – we'll try to do a – I'll try to put on social like a screenshot of the game. It'll be 3/4 Chiefs fans. It has become now a pilgrimage. Most of these road games are, but to go to Vegas, hey, let's go to Vegas and spend 4 days and hang out. We'll pay bucks for a ticket and make it a vacation. That's what it's turned into. So, yeah, it will be 65% Chiefs fans in that stadium.
And the Chiefs have had success on the road in this rivalry, winning in 2 different cities 6 times in a row now against the Raiders.
But we'll walk into the stadium with a different vibe because this is where we won Super Bowl 58.
Yep.
You know, we'll never walk into Miami and have the same feeling. We'll never walk into Arizona and have the same feeling. But I remember leaving that stadium after winning Super Bowl 58 on February the 11th, thinking, we're going to come back here every year. This is different than winning in Miami or some, you know, off road place, that this is on our GPS every year. And you'll always remember that game walking into that stadium. Now, it's a cool stadium. I mean, it's one of those Starship Enterprise places. You can't get around in it, but it's really cool. You just can't get lost in it. But there's no, you go, hey, where's a radio play by play? They just look at you like, I don't understand what you're saying. So, anyway, but, you know, if you're Las Vegas sports fans, you're like, give us the A's, give us the Raiders. I guess I'll go to the Golden Knights game.
The Raiders, last in the league in turnovers, last in the league in giveaways. They beat themselves.
Giveaway points, ghastly, 59 by far last. If they do not beat themselves, and this was the warning flare given up by Steve Spagnuolo yesterday, both in his public comments and I had a chance to talk to him privately, if they don't turn it over, these guys won at Baltimore. That's my point. You go, so, oh, it's the Raiders. We're going to kill them 40-0. They won at Baltimore and put up 30 points. The mustachioed one, Gardner Minshew. Mm-hmm. I don't laugh at the dude. If he gets hot, I don't care who he's throwing to. And he's got Brock Bowers, the rookie out of Georgia, who's off to the best start of any tight end in NFL history. Yes, that's there. That's numerical. But Minshew can get hot. He was in the Pro Bowl last year with what he did for Indianapolis, and they won at Baltimore. That's enough said. I'm just telling you, if they don't turn it over, this will be a ball game.
Is the Chiefs roster being held together with bubble gum and scotch tape? Sometimes it seems like they're just plugging holes constantly.
Yes, we've gone into Steve, but we've called Steve, and I said, "What do you got, buddy?" And then Sean Finley, who restores cars as well as his brilliant career there in Wichita, goes, "I got some stuff. I got the good stuff." And so he sent a whole, you know, basically Red Cloth bag of gray tape and Gooby Gone and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, "How do we use Gooby Gone?" He goes, I'll show you. It's a mixture. You can make it." So, yeah, we're patching this together. But we have a new chief on the roster. We have DeAndre Hopkins now, brilliant Hall of Famer. So we picked him up here at the end of his career. I had a chat with him yesterday, and he's the happiest guy in America other than Kareem Hunt that he gets this chance. And so welcome, D-Hop, and help us out.
And, of course, the Chiefs coming off once again another last week. Got that nice road win at San Francisco, figuring out ways to excel.
The best thing about that game, in my opinion, was the fact that we finally got takeaways. You're talking about the Raiders giving it away at a ghastly rate of 16 times in seven games. We hadn't taken it away. Part of our minus three was, and minus four going into the San Francisco game, was we only had four takeaways. Four in 5 weeks. We'll get three in one game. To pick Brock Purdy three times is a deal. And to have him two of the three by rookies is a deal. So if you start to get the mentality of being a real good defense, we're not only going to shut you out, we're going to take the ball from you and go score. That's when you get the kind of 85 Bears, 2000 Ravens kind of defense. Chiefs aren't far from that. If they stay healthy, and we lost Jalen Watson at corner, as I say that. But still, this Chiefs defense, if they start ripping the ball out and getting takeaways, look out.
The Chiefs on the 12-game winning streak, heading out to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Mitch Holtis, Chiefs Radio Network, pregame show begins at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, we visit with Mitch every Friday morning, courtesy of American Ag Credit. And I must ask you, Mitch Holtis,
how
does this Chiefs-Raiders matchup coming up on Halloween week somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football Viva Las Vegas Kansas City Chiefs update?
How?
Viva Las Vegas. Steve, take the palm of your head and slap it against your forehead. This one is very obvious. Just don't put it in that Gooby Gone stuff.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Finley sent, because it's a mixture of Gooby Gone, Elmer's Glue, and Milk of Magnesia. And it makes an adhesive that is, you can tie jets to skyscrapers. Anyway, here's what we've got. And because today, a shout out to Willie Jeffries.
Yes.
Willie Jeffries, right? Mm-hmm. The very first African-American head football coach of a Division I-A football school when he was hired by Wichita State. Of course, led the Shocks to that glorious 8-3 1982 season. And really an excellent coach, but he came from the Shocks from South Carolina State, which is an HBCU school that Willie did great things for, because after he left Wichita State, he went to Howard, another HBCU school, but where did he go back to?
South Carolina State.
Right, and in fact, he won national prowess there, national honors, and so he is a legend in the state of South Carolina. Willie has been given the Order of the Palmetto, which is the highest honor a civilian can receive in the state of South Carolina. Willie's not only historic at Wichita State, he's a legend in the state of South Carolina. But he goes back to South Carolina State for a second stint, and he has a really good team coming up in the early 90s. In fact, he was getting ready for the 1991 season, but I kind of wonder if he didn't start to fidget during his summer months on June the 6th, 1992. If he didn't start to fidget or shake a bit of like, what's going on? Something's happening here. Because a mere 169 miles away from his desk, DeAndre Hopkins was born in Clemson, South Carolina.
Wow.
So, Willie, see what I'm saying?
Goosebumps.
DeAndre Hopkins is now a Chief. And you know Willie Jeffries is going, something great happened here about 169 miles away. I don't know what it is, but it was the birth of one DeAndre Hopkins, now a Kansas City Chief, who is the happiest guy because in 12 Hall of Fame years, just like Steve McIntosh, but D-Hop has only played in 6 playoff games, and he's won only 2, and both were wild card games. He has never played in a conference championship game in his brilliant career. He knows he's got that chance now. He and I talked about it yesterday. So, Willie Jeffries, thank you for your service to Wichita State, being historical, but being one of South Carolina's favorite sons and fidgeting on that day when D-Hop was born northwest of you. So bring it back, boys. Bring Willie back for a banquet or something.
I tell you,
so bring it on back.
Jeffries, one of the finest people I've ever met. He's a terrific man.
Great man, and he got even better after he left Wichita State. And when you go to the state of South Carolina, there's schools named after him. There's a charter school named after him. The dude is an absolute legend there. Way to go, Willie.
Well, Mitch, have a great call on Sunday. Yeah. We hope you survive the Halloween week festivities and the expensive tickets out in Vegas. Yeah. Have a great call. And as always, we appreciate your time, and we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Theodore. No, thank you for that song, and thank you for this sticky concoction of milk of magnesia, Gooby Gun, and Elmer's glue. Mm-hmm. It will absolutely stick anything to stick anything.
All yeah, right. See it's, you like, boys. It's like Fred Biletnikoff's locker. There we go. Thank you, Mitch. That is our Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean accuses Democrats of extensive rhetoric. That's on the way. Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.